Darren, Kerry and Sky.
This feature right now brought to you by the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Health, growing KwaZulu-Natal together.
As we continue to battle the scourge of COVID-19, we call upon any people who may notice any symptoms of this epidemic not to delay, but to come forward immediately in order to be screened and tested as soon as possible. These symptoms may include fever, dry cough, tiredness, or loss of taste and smell, amongst other symptoms. It is much better and safer to be quarantined or isolated at a government facility than at home, because should COVID-19-related complications set in, help will be close by. Government has worked hard to create thousands of beds for quarantine and isolation. There is still plenty of space available. For more information on how to access these beds, please visit our official website www.kznhealth.gov.za or our official Facebook page, which is KwaZulu-Natal Department of Health. It is in our hands. Working together, we will conquer COVID-19.
It is time for our chat to the KZN Department of Health. And as usual, we have our resident guest, Dr. Sandile Shabalala, head of department for the province. As always, we're going to be talking about COVID-19 developments in KZN. So last week, the Department of Health held a webinar to quell fears and misunderstandings regarding the upcoming COVID-19 vaccines. Yesterday, the National Minister of Health was in the province for an oversight visit, and he was joined by KZN Health MEC, Mrs. Norma Gugu Simelane Zulu, and HOD Dr. Sandile Shabalala in a whole day health facilities monitoring program. We'll soon find out about that after welcoming the HOD Mshengu. Good morning and welcome back to East Coast Radio.
Oh, Angisakwaz, Mshengu.
Good morning, Nyapila. How are you, Kerry?
Oh, we've missed you. Oh, we've missed you, Mshengu.
Are you going to wish him a happy new year?
I don't know if I'm allowed to.
No.
After the 15th.
Yeah. Mshengu, we're going to get straight into it. What in your opinion is being done by the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, SAHPRA, and the Department of Health in KZN to curb, the untested ivermectin against COVID-19?
Look, ivermectin is going to be discussed by the National Department of Health. It's going to be discussed by SAHPRA. Once they are satisfied that the studies that are being quoted are enough for us to say it can be used, probably it will be used. Mm-hmm. But we don't want to start using medicines because people think they can be used or people can make money out of it. Mm. The important thing is, are these drugs safe for people to use? And are these drugs safe for people to use with COVID-19?
Mm-hmm. I see also that we had two overdoses in Pietermaritzburg from people who were using ivermectin. I don't know where they're getting a hold of it. I do know that a friend of mine was approached on next to the beach, literally approached by strangers going, ivermectin. People are offering it on the streets. What's the best response if someone comes up to you and says, would you like some ivermectin?
I think that for currently what we should be saying is that let's wait for it, one. Secondly, we are saying that we've seen those two that have had such a reaction. Then we feel we cannot wait for such reactions for us to say, are they working or not? But let's get the research. Even if there are petitions and everything, let's wait for the research. All drugs are done in following that same route. Let's follow that same route.
Let's wait for the research.
Mshengu, just before you go, I want to know, right? So will it be mandatory for all South Africans to be vaccinated? And will those who have already recovered from COVID-19 still need to be vaccinated?
Yes, that is the plan. The plan is that everybody should be vaccinated because we have seen initially there were questions about people being infected and being reinfected. Now the aim is to have enough antibodies in everybody for them to, when they meet COVID-19, they don't get to be sick out of it. Hmm. So the aim is that everybody should be vaccinated. And I think we should spell this thing that from the young age up to 12 years, everybody in South Africa has been vaccinated for one thing or another.
Mm-hmm.
And vaccination has not been a problem. This time it is because the vaccine has had to be developed in a quicker way because the disease is killing people very quickly. Mm. It is still a vaccine, just like all other vaccines.
That was Dr. Sandile Shabalala, HOD for the KZN Department of Health, and we were chatting to him about the latest developments around coronavirus. Darren, Carrie and Sky.